International marketing. How can products be designed to be suitable for international markets? Basically, there are two different strategies. There is one strategy where you have one product and you sell it all over in the same format. And there is another strategy where you try to adapt your product to the different cultures, to different countries that you are in. One example of a company who have really marketed one product concept for the whole world is the One Cafe company. Their product is actually selling all over in the same format, and it is a small company based in Denmark and in Sweden. It is a company that is getting into global markets very fast, and it is doing this by setting up production in Uganda in Africa, and then from there it tries to sell in other countries of the world. So, by setting up, for instance, a website from where they also sell these coffee products, they can sell to all kinds of hotel chains and to airline companies and to different retail chains. So, this would be an example of a global product concept. Then there is the other situation, where you have to fit in with the different cultures that you are in. So, you have to adapt to the cultural traditions in, for example, China. And that means you have to match your product and your concept, your communication, to the culture you are in and to the different environment that you face. This means that you have to adapt all levels of the marketing mix to the different regions and the different countries that you are in. Most brands are local brands, so the brands that you buy in retail stores in global markets are manufactured for local markets. So, to sum up, you can have one product for all global markets, or you can move into different markets with different product concepts. Most brands in the world are local brands and are manufactured for local markets.